Viewer discretion is advised for this Love Theme podcast. The content may contain discussions and sensitive topics related to relationships, dating, and love. Some content may not be suitable for all listeners, especially those uncomfortable with open and vulnerable conversations. We encourage our listeners to practice self-care and to reach out to a trusted friend or professional if they need support. You have no friends, you have me. Welcome to the Lost Lover Boy podcast. Welcome to another episode of the Lost Lover Boy podcast, and I am your host. My name is Dimitri, for a lot of people who don't know me. If this is your first episode, hey, I'm happy to have you here. Welcome to the space, the home of the lost lovers. If you are returning, I'm blessed. Welcome back, baby. We family now, you know. I want to take a minute and say thank you to each and every person who came out to this show I had. It was incredible. People came from all over, Texas, North Carolina, Wisconsin, New Orleans. I am, look, blessed, honored, grateful, cannot thank you enough. We locked in, and you know what I'm saying? You know what they say. Like, I ain't even going to say it. You know what they say. So thank you to each and every one of y'all that came out, took a picture, recorded a video, whatever you did. If you just clapped, thank you for the clap. You understand what I'm saying? Thank you to the airline that got you over here. You understand what I'm saying? I am blessed. It is nothing other than God that has put this together. So I can't say thank you enough. What else can I tell you? I got another show. And that show is today. And, you know, we're going to rock out. Y'all ain't gonna expect me to, you know, give it my best effort because I love being on stage. It's such a vulnerable space. I get to hold a mic and give out these same words and messages and you know what I'm saying? So it's a blessing. I love making music. If you have not heard my music, feel free to go stream some. Just tell Siri, say, hey, Siri, play More for Less Volume 2 by Dimitri. And all you're going to hear is it roll in. You know what I'm saying? If you like it, please reach out. Let me know you liked it. Let me know your thoughts, your opinions. I'm always open to criticism, hearing something new, and I hope you do. Today, I aim to ruffle some feathers with this one. Today is a very, very controversial topic that's been all online. It's been on TikToks. It's been on Instagram, Facebook, Reels. Oftentimes, when I hear a man speak of this, they speak on it as women choosing to be lazy or women not wanting to work or blah, 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 blah. But everybody's opinion ain't mine. I differ from a lot of people. So I'm just here to give you mine. It is the idea of a soft girl era, soft girl energy, what it means, where I think it came from, why it came, you know, things of that nature. And, you know, I don't want to piss anybody off. I am a real, you know, mellow driven person. But y'all know why I do this. Like, I do this because, Miss Wiley, if you listening, hey, I hope you living in that energy before you meet me. Because we gonna continue on. So when you do meet me and that energy continues, you know I'm the man for you. Hey, I hope you, I pray that energy over you for the rest of your life. Because that's how we coming. That's how I'm coming about you, girl. You understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? We're going to roll right into it. So bear with me while I give y'all this brief little history lesson real quick. To me, that ain't what this podcast is about. But if I'm going to give you a little piece, I got to give you the facts that I know along with it, in my opinion. And I feel like facts. My opinion is a fact to me. No, I'm just kidding. But you guys remember the Industrial Revolution like 3 weeks ago? That just like, you know, after the war and everything. Y'all remember that? Y'all might not remember that. But the Industrial Revolution, after, you know, workers came home from the wars, and there was this big, big push for women to have equal rights in the workplace. And arguably so, you know, I do not disagree with anything that happened after this revolution. But there was movements and there was protest and there was, you know, to get women up to equal pay, to get women up to fair treatment, equal rights. You know, it was damn near borderline same idea as slavery. You know, it was on some gender shit, same thing. But I'm glad the world changed for the better. But that's the beginning of all of this. Now, let me tell you why. So after the Industrial Revolution, and let's say these policies were put in place,
it created a big ass like chain effect. It was a big ass like linked effect that started to affect so many other things. For example, your grandma don't know what it's like to make $30 an hour. Your great grandma do not know what it's like to make $30 an hour. Do you know what that means? That means your great grandmother never had to face the insecurities of a man that made less money than she did. Oh, hold on now. Let me reiterate that. Your grandma ain't had to deal with that nigga's ego that got him talking out his neck because you doing better in life than he is. Your grandma ain't had to deal with that, but you do. You see what I'm saying? Your grandma ain't have to deal with this book bag that man put on women and saying, you got the rights, go do it. You lazy if you ain't making this, or you lazy if you ain't doing this. Your grandma ain't had to deal with that. Because your grandmother's role, your great, and I keep saying grandma, but we're going to say great grandma. Yo, for some people, grandma, you know, hey, I don't know. I don't know who listening. I don't know the age ranges of these, you know, of the, we just going to say it's a grandma. I'm going to just say, keep saying grandma. But your grandma ain't have to deal with that. Your grandmother had a select role in her household, and that was keep the family organized. Your grandma was the one to nurture the kids, cook, clean. And all your granddad had to do was go out, make money, smoke his cigarettes, and come back home. But the thing about it is, what nobody actually speaks about when I see them referencing, he has that trait my granddad had. I don't like when people say that. I don't like when people be like, you know, he got that old school mindset. No, the fuck I don't. I don't have that. Let me tell you why. Because the thing about that old school mindset, it also belittled women. Back then, your granddaddy fucking eggs wasn't cooked the way he wanted, and he was slapping the shit out of somebody. And I highly disagree with all of those antics. You know, back in the day, men were more, and I ain't gonna say, okay, I'm gonna phrase it right. Back in the day, there was a higher percentage of men that were power driven. Nowadays, you got a lot of men who's not, you know, obsessed with the idea of having power over a woman, like myself. I don't need it. I don't care for it. I need, you know what I'm saying, to know I fit into the piece of my woman's life the way she want me to. That's all I need. See, back in the day, there was no Oprah Steadman. There was no motherfucking men who had to fall into a role. And if it was, it was probably super slim. I'm just, because you know, you never know. If it was, it was probably super slim. But the idea of Oprah and Steadman, we know Oprah got more money. We know Oprah got the bag. So what Steadman got to do? Steadman got to do everything else. Steadman got to do, you know, be the superstar. We're going to call him superstar. And the thing about it was, because that never existed before, it created a bunch of men who said, I'm not going to be that for no woman. And then sparked this big debate on like, how would you feel if your woman made more money than me? If your woman made more money than you, how would you feel? Like, wouldn't that, like, affect your... Nigga, shut up. Because all of that is coming from a place of ego. If this is my woman, means she's for me, baby, make your coin. If I was dating Rihanna, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be just like A$AP Rocky. I'm going to be smiling like a motherfucker. Because y'all know A$AP ain't got what Rihanna got. You know what I'm saying? But you know what he do got? He got three kids. Rocky say, run it back. Rocky say, we going for the three-peat. You know what I'm saying? But those qualities and factors wasn't in the times back in the day. If that's how you was living back in the day, you was viewed as an inferior man. But back to our history lesson. Within history came this change, and women got the money they wanted. They became doctors, lawyers, you know, got jobs in politics and all of these things. You see women construction workers. You see everything's different these days. But the thing with it being different, it affected every woman who didn't want them motherfucking rights. It affected every housewife who just wanted to be a housewife. It affected all them too. You know, and the idea of that is almost like, hypothetically speaking, you know, if slavery was a thing and then they abolished slavery, okay, no more slaves. The ones that was like, I'm cool with this. You know what I'm saying? It's actually quite cool. I ain't gotta, you know, it affected them as well. Like, and I don't think it was anybody cool with slavery. I'm just, listen, I'm not here to play like that. But what I am saying is that when it makes a change for one, it makes a change for all. There's an effect that's happening. And it's shifting everything. And that's what happened. You know, women got this money. Men became insecure. Women became so independent they weren't willing to let a man in. You know, when I hear the idea of letting a man be a man, it's not the idea of letting them have more money than you. It's simply allowing someone else to take lead. And the thing about when women got money, they say, I don't need a man for nothing. I don't need a man. And that's valid. Fair point to say. But are you yelling you don't need a man and you want a man? You should probably stop yelling you don't need a man. You know, it became this idea of super independent women not wanting to take their hands off the steering wheel to let a man say, baby, we should go right. It created a gap where those independent women didn't want a man to feel. Or out loud, they didn't. But y'all ain't never hear Oprah say she don't need no man. Y'all ain't never heard Oprah say she don't need no steady. I'm gonna call his ass steady. I don't really know that man, but and with that came another idea. It became so many independent women, man started to label them masculine, which then created this term, soft girl era. Now, what the soft girl era is, in my opinion, when you're living in your soft girl energy, you are at a place of peace, at a place of calm, and you are refusing to let the world throw you off of that. You know how you be getting flirted with, and you don't like the way a man's speaking, you don't immediately go on an attack. Motherfucker, I told you I ain't want to be bothered. You don't do that. You don't do that. Even if you got a man, you don't even do that. It's just, I got a man, respectfully, I'm not in that space right now. That's just because you refuse to let anyone disturb your peace. That's that soft girl era. That soft girl era is accepting the calm. And sometimes, you know, I know a few women who refuse to accept the calm. And it's not that they don't want to accept the calm, but they've gone so long without it that they refuse to see it as a safe space. And that's fucked up. Because Ms. Wiley, accept the calm, please, God. Hey, peace over here, peace, love, and chicken grease is what they say, right? Accept it, because that's what I'm looking to bring. Fellas, let me just, for the fellas, there's two things that kill your woman's ability to step into her soft girl era. It's your ego and your pride. You see, your ego, how you speaking words to your woman that you don't even speak to your friends. You got a bigger chest with your lady than you do with your friends. You know what I'm saying? Your friends could do some fuck shit. Oh, that's just the bros. But your lady do one thing you don't like. And it's, here we go with this shit again. You always nagging about da-da-da-da-da. And I don't get no time to myself. Your ego will have you running around like all her actions are meant to satisfy you, and that's not the case. She's living her own human experience. She's battling her ups and downs and trying to find herself just like you trying to find yourself. For man running around with ego, I tell you, don't get in a motherfucking relationship. If you can't check that and relinquish that out the door, stay the fuck away from these women. Like, it's that simple. Why the fuck you in a dating pool and your ego is fucking through the roof? Who the fuck you looking to date? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand it. But pride is another one. That pride is attached to that ego. See, that ego leaves you delusional. While that pride, they say pride, the devil. Because you're too proud to tell your girl how much you love her. You're too proud to look soft to your woman. You're too proud to ever display any sort of feminine energy. Let me put this out here. Everybody can either be masculine or feminine. Feminine is not only for females. Masculine is not only for men. You see, when you're in a workplace, people are typically tapped into that masculine energy. You got to be a boss. That's what you got to do. Your woman could be the boss of a fucking million-dollar company, and that's how mad she got to step in that. But the moment she clock out, and the moment she come home, she should roll right into that feminine energy. The moment she walk through the door and put them slippers on, baby, the feminine energy starts. I'm going to have a mat in my doorway that's going to say, Miss Wiley, your feminine energy start right here. You know what I'm saying? And let me tell you something. Look, this is what we're going to do. Every time we leave the house to go to like an event or we go to like a show or we go anywhere, we're going to lead through the back. You know what I'm saying? And that mat in the back going to say, Miss Wiley, leave your feminine energy in your husband's hands. He got you. Hey, man, you know, that's just me. That's just me. You know what I'm saying? And then while we get home, baby, place your feminine energy. You read the mat. Did you read the mat? Baby, you got to get loud. Well, did you read the mat? We ain't doing that. That's not us. You know what I'm saying? We on a different type of time for real. But the problem is women have been stuck in their masculine energy because they have not crossed paths with enough people to feel safe in their feminine energy with. A man will tell you how you feel ain't valid, and that's the start of fucking up a woman living in her femininity. That is a fucking start. Excuse my language, grandma, if you watch. Grandma, if you watching though, like I'm gonna keep cussing. So the rest of this episode, you could call me, okay? I love you. All right, bye. I ain't mean to rush my grandma off that phone like that. She wasn't even on the phone. I'm fucked up right now. I'm just kidding. The thing about it is, it goes both ways. See, a man cannot have met a woman comfortable enough that allows him to be soft. Man walk around with this idea that they got to be hard all the fucking time because that's what we were taught. I was listening to somebody talk about something the other day. They was like, you know, when you were a kid, I heard this a long, long time ago. But when you were a kid and you out in the backyard as a man and you working with your daddy on his car and he working on his car and he just tell you, be out there. Just be out there and watch me. He working on his shit and he like, yo, son, go to my toolbox right there and grab that 3/8 wrench. You go to the toolbox, you come back with a pair of pliers, you don't even know what the fuck a 3/8 wrench is. But that's the problem with it. He'll cuss you the fuck out because he never taught you what that was, which has left you in a state that there is no safe space. If family can't help me be safe, then no one can. I gotta know it, I gotta do it, I gotta get it right the first time, but that's not life. You see, I'm teaching my son, it's okay to make mistakes. It's okay for you not to know what someone has never taught you. I don't expect you to put up drywall if you ain't never fucking, if you don't know, you don't know. Just like you hear a language and you don't know what the fuck they tell me, you don't know. And that's okay. Because as your dad, as I'm talking to Logan, as your dad, I'm here to help you understand what this is. If I can translate this language for you and help you know what to do with that drill and that you know what I'm saying, them screwdrivers, if I can do that for you, I will do that. But I'm willing to do that in every aspect. Emotional intelligence, fucking physical labor, how to, you know, reactions in the workplace, whatever it is, I'm willing to walk you through life. That's my goal as your dad. You know, but back to the step of the story. So, there's a lot surrounding this soft girl era and this soft girl energy. And yes, it requires the people around you. Now, I'm going to just give you like, you know, a couple details that I think may help a woman live in her soft girl energy or walk into that light. I be hearing women like, let me tell you how bad it is. It's so bad that a woman will deal with so many fuck niggas and so many fucked up people that they lose sight of their own desires. I be hearing women say, I don't want to get married. I don't want no kids. But, you know, deep down they do. Or, you know, they may confess it to a man who can bring that hope back to them. You know, it takes a specific type of individual. And I think that's the part we miss. It takes you to see it, to believe in it. And major thank you for listening to this episode, but we'll be right back after this break.
Are you tired of toxic people on the internet?
Yes.
I'm Reagan.
And I'm Chesco.
And we are the hosts of the Mr. Pick Me and the Man Hater podcast. These nicknames were lovingly given to us by a troll on the internet, even though I don't hate men, and Chesco's already been picked.
Together, we discuss some of the absolutely worst people on the internet and laugh along the way, and she'll try not to cry.
So if you want to laugh with us...
or cry.
Then check out the Mr. Pick Me and Man Hater podcast. Bye.
Bye.
I'm here to tell you right now, ladies, listen. Do not change who you are based on what you've seen around you. All men are not the niggas you dated. And we're going to say, let's say one of y'all dated, you know, a different race. The fellas you dated. You know, we're going to clear that up because I don't want to, you know. All men are not the same. Just like you are one of one, all men is created differently. Created differently, you know? And I think the beauty in my life or the light that I'm walking in right now is people can see me for myself. They see me and they don't compare me to every other man. I'm not all these other niggas. I ain't them. God damn it, I'm one on one. And I'm honored that people can see that. But with that being said, you know, don't let your past bleed into your future. Don't let your past bleed into your current. Let the past be the past, baby, today, right now, at this podcast right here. I don't know what time it is that you're watching this, but if it's 2 a.m., 3 p.m., 7, hey, listen. Right now, there is no more past bleeding into the future. It's changing right now. And I'm going to make you stand on that, mama. We got to stand on that. You understand what I'm saying? But a few things I think may help is to surround yourself with the right people. Those who, you know, ruffle your feathers and make you feel like your anxiety is high, you don't need to be around them. Cut them out, whether that's friends, family. God damn it, if your child got your anxiety, yeah. Because when Logan got me fucked up, what I do? I deal with it. I deal with it. But you can't cut the kids out. But everybody else. If it's somebody that is just not sitting right in your spirit and they're not calming to your soul, get rid of them. They got to be gone. Get them gone. You understand what I'm saying? That's a really, really important factor because you may be progressing. And all it takes is one bad situation to make you digress. You know how they say we stay 2 steps forward and 10 steps back? You know how they say that? That's because harm has a bigger effect on you than genuine love does. To experience pain will have your mind in a state that of an anticipatory state. Like you want to avoid that pain. That's where anxiety comes from. You got to get away from them motherfuckers. If you listening to a podcast and it ain't, if this podcast is bringing you anxiety, cut me the fuck off. You understand what I'm saying? If I'm not good for you, mama, if that ain't me, it ain't me. Cut it off. You know what I'm saying? What else can I give you? As a woman, learn, you know, to slow down. Sometimes you gotta take a break too. Like I'm really learning that these days, just as myself, as a man, take a break. You know, take a day off, take a vacation. You know what I'm saying? Self-care. When the last time you actually cared for yourself? You know what I'm saying? It's easier said than done because everybody be like, I'm gonna do it next week. I'm gonna do it next. Y'all see my nails? I've been talking about getting a motherfucking manicure for like 4 weeks and I just ain't had the time. But I'd rather be, you know what I'm saying, disciplined and pushing forward and then take one major break. I'm going to get a break. Oh, I'm going to get a break. But the thing about it is we have to remember that we're worthy of that break. You worthy of that break? Like you got to stop thinking that you ain't. Like please, please, please understand that you are worthy of kicking your feet up and taking a motherfucking break. I don't care if you're in a relationship. Tell that man, baby, listen, I'm tired today. Today I ain't doing it. I'm calling off work. I'm going to the nail salon. I'm getting me a massage. I am going to take me a break. That's absolutely necessary. Absolutely. Another thing. Please stop feeling like you have to prove something to someone because you don't. You ain't got to prove shit to a man. You ain't got to prove shit to your friends. You ain't got to prove shit to your mama. Nobody but yourself. You don't have to prove anything to anyone. And I partially blame social media because it's become this like comparative thing. Everything's comparative. Oh, they got this many followers. Oh, they got this many likes. Or, oh, they got this going on and this going on. Hey, you put what you want online. I don't think people know that. They only gonna put their good moments online. Yeah, that relationship look happy as fuck. They look happy than a motherfucker. That's because they ain't post you how they just got into it about fucking Daryl. You know what I'm saying? Replying back to that comment. I don't even know the fuck Daryl. I don't know what Daryl. But Daryl, if you're listening. No, but it is super, super important that you stop comparing yourself to people who they don't even know you. They don't know your name, but you walk around with this energy that you, it feels like you gotta compete. You know, you ever heard the term, you can't compete where you don't compare. Mama, these hoes don't compare to you. But you gotta know that. That gotta be in you and you gotta know that. You gotta feel it. I can't tell you. I'm gonna tell you again, these hoes don't they can't compare. So they can't compete. So stop trying to compete and stop trying to compete and feel like you need to be doing this by this age, or you need to be raising your kids like this, or you need to, everybody in a rush to get to Dubai. What the fuck is in Dubai? What's over there? Everybody be talking about Paris. I heard Paris is one of the worst destinations you can ever travel to. Like, you are not in a race. Slow down. Stop trying to compete with everybody. Let me tell you this. Your best friend, and this is more so women, but men too. Your best friend might be in a secret competition with you. You ever wonder why you tell your best friend some good shit and they just not happy for you? Yeah, it's competition. Yep. She's jealous. She got some shit going on where she's trying to compete with you. And as long as you keep ascending, you fucking up her pride. You fucking up that ego. And she can't take that. But she gonna stay your friend though. You know? And she gonna point out when you weak and your moment's weakness. Your friend quick to slap you and be like, girl, what you seeing that nigga? But how many of y'all friends actually say, girl, I love that nigga for you? Girl, that may be the nigga for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, how many friends actually doing that? So understand that it's not a competition with you and anybody. You are one of one. You are you. Hey, get a tattoo that say, you are you. I am him. Him. Her. You know what I'm saying? For real, for real. I'm going to get him. I'm going to get that motherfucker right here. 21. Him. No. But what else can I tell you? A big part of falling into your self-growth era is understanding you do not have to be in control of everything. You cannot make people do things the way you see fit. You cannot make people react the way you want them to. You cannot make a man. You cannot make a man. And there was more to that statement, but that actually sounds cold right there. You can't make a man. But I'm going to continue that. You cannot make a man treat you the way you see he should treat you. You can't make him. He has to want it. So don't get mad when he don't. Everybody just wrong guy. Hey, Chuck, wrong guy. Get him out of there. Check him out, coach. We done with this one. He ain't the one. You can't make him do it the way you see fit. See, the thing about it is we walk in everything with expectations, and that's what fuck us up. We really be feeling like he should do this when that's not what he know you need. He don't know you need that. You understand what I'm saying? If he don't know, he can't do. If you tell him and you're in a state where you're a high enough value in his life and he wants to bend to meet those expectations and change and meet those expectations, that's what he's going to do. He'll do it if he cares enough about you. But if he shouldn't be, no man should be bending on the first date. You getting to know me, I'm getting to know you, right? Even when it comes to your friends, I hear so many people be like, my friend ain't making my birthday a big deal. Like, I want them to make my birthday a big deal. Did you voice that? Do they know? I always make their birthday a big deal, but they don't never make my shit no big deal. I don't really fuck with that. Yeah, check them out the game, coach. Maybe they ain't the friend you think they are. Get them out of there. But never go back and forth about it. You understand what I'm saying? Never get your... See, conflict is good when it brings resolution. But conflict with no resolution, there's healthy conflict and there's unhealthy conflict. Healthy conflict is healthy conversations. Ones that don't drive your anxiety through the roof. Ones that don't make you leave the conversation feeling like you're of lower value. Healthy conversations is, this is how I see it. I would love to know how you see it. And then we actually sit and put them together and say what it is. You can have healthy conversations with your friends. You can have healthy conversations with strangers. You can have healthy conversations with yourself. But the thing about it is, take your expectations off the table when it comes to certain things that you are not in control of, that you should not be in control of. You don't have to control every situation. It's okay, mama, because the right man's going to come along and you going to jump at the driver's seat so motherfucking quickly. You're going to be in a passenger seat. That's where passenger princess comes from. I need me one. You understand what I'm saying? Because that car karaoke be bussing. But them duets, though, I can never get the duet in. You know what I'm saying? I always got to turn the duet off. But when the right man comes along, you're going to fly out of the driver's seat. Because y'all don't want to drive. Y'all don't want to drive. I heard somebody say, like, before, like, I really want to go out with my man and just leave my brain at home. Baby, I get it. I absolutely understand. Leave that motherfucker at home then. Because I got mine. You know? I got mine. We good. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to find me a moment in your life to where I can leave mine at the crib. Maybe not at the crib. Maybe like at work. I'm gonna leave my problems at work and I'm gonna just fly home to you. And I'm gonna forget all them motherfuckers that even happened. I'm gonna leave a boatload of my masculinity right at work. I'm gonna leave a boatload of, you know, like I told y'all, that feels like a head rub. The head rub. God, if they only understood what it's like to be in that space. If y'all knew how I felt, I can't explain it to you. If you ain't getting it now, you just ain't gonna get it. Let's go, nappy boy. Hey, no. But I say this to say, again, the right man's gonna come along and he's going to help you see that era of your life. He's gonna walk you into that era in your life. You're gonna feel more reluctant to tell him I love you. You may ain't told a man I love you in 10 years. Because you may have truly never loved a man in 10 years. But you're going to be saying, I miss you. You're going to be thinking of him. You're going to be speaking all this cute shit. You're going to just be in that energy and that era that's going to allow you to dream as a little princess again. And that is a beautiful, beautiful thing. To me, this whole soft girl era debate, yeah, let's bring it back. Because if you're asking me for Miss Wiley, baby, I prefer you not to go to work every day. That's me, you know? That's why I'm working to get to that point. And if you meet me and I'm already at that point, that's what it is. You ain't got to do it. You ain't got to do it. You know? That's what it is. But as long as I'm filling your glass and you filling mine, I don't give a fuck where the money coming from. I'm going to get out there and get it. As long as they making it, I'm going to get it. But all I'm saying is, I really, truly want you to understand, and I'm speaking to you right now, Ms. Wiley, I really and truly want you to understand that it's okay to let your guard down. I am a high advocate for soft girl energy. I asked my homie earlier, what's the equivalent to soft girl energy like for a man? And he said grown man energy. I was like, nah, it can't be that, because grown man energy would be equivalent to grown woman energy, and there's a difference, you know? So soft girl energy, y'all let me know what y'all think about that. What's the answer for man in the comment section? Head rub energy. Fucking, I'm going to make one up. But what y'all got? Like, what's, I just think that vulnerable state. Actually, fuck it. I don't care how it sound. Fuck it. Soft boy energy. Like, sometimes niggas just want to be soft and niggas need to know it's okay to be soft. I don't care how it sound. Miss Whiteley, if some days I'm gonna come home, I strictly wanna watch a movie. Make some, I don't eat popcorn, so, you know, make some like chicken pizza or something and cocoa if it's cold. And just living that soft boy energy, we just soft as hell. Y'all ever see that SpongeBob episode when like Mr. Krabs broke his shell? Yeah, whatever that mushy, whatever the fuck he was running around. Do y'all watch SpongeBob? On SpongeBob, my favorite part is that dude that be like, my leg. I fucking fuck with that dude. He fucking hilarious. But to the topic at hand, I want you to know it's okay to be soft. Because there'll be moments, I need to be soft. You need to know it's okay to cry. Surround yourself with people who don't judge you for displaying your emotions. I say it all the time, emotional vulnerability is a fucking superpower. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Because it takes a lot of courage to jump in front of people and say how you truly feel about something. And I hope you know that when you come into my life, it's a safe space for you to do that. And I pray to God it's a safe space for me to do it in yours. Because if it's not, I mean, you kind of aren't Mrs. Whiteley. You get what I'm saying. So it's okay to display those emotions. It's okay to be soft. It's okay to take your time. It's okay to realize you are one of one. You're special. It's okay to take a break. That soft girl energy is absolutely necessary. And as a very, very self-aware man, I know my job is to help you living that energy, living that era. And if you ain't got it by the time you meet me, that's okay too. Because I will gladly open that door and walk you on through it. I'll hold your hand every step of the way, girl. But that's just me. I'm sure there's other men out here like it. I know so many men have been like tapping in and been like, man, love what you speak about. I'm one of those brothers. So all the lost lover boys out there, shout out to y'all. My lost lover girls, hey, we ain't finna be lost too much longer. We gonna change this bitch to found. Lost and what? Found? No. But you hopeless romantics, keep dreaming. You know what I'm saying? It's not over with by no means. I don't be meaning to make these too long, so I'm a snip this here. Don't be mad at me. Merch. Very, very soon, I told you. I'm just finishing a few orders. I like to hit it all and ship it all at once. That's my goal. People still buying in. But I've closed the first pre-order. So if you've pre-ordered anything, if you order anything going forward on DimitriWhiteley.com, that sounds kind of cool to say. Oh, I got to tell y'all something else. You know, I actually got added to some shit called FamousBirthdays.com. You know how fucking nice that is? You know how fucking crazy that is? Like, I am third most popular Dimitri in the world. Wow. I am the ninth most popular Whiteley in the world. I'm trying to be 1-1-1. Nah, I'm fucking around. But hold on. I gotta show y'all something else. Bear with me one time. Oh! 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 Y'all ain't never seen that boy get out of his seat, but you seen it today. So I got a P.O. box because a very special young woman hit me up and asked me to get a P.O. box. And I did, you know, and they shipped me a package. Look at this shit here, y'all. Look at this. Oh. My God. So she hit me up, and after seeing my mother on the podcast, she hit me up and said, I'd love to send your mother. I want to read it exactly for y'all. Cause it was so sweet. It was just so sweet. And this is the first package I've ever received in that P.O. box. I've received packages before, and I'm honored. You know what I'm saying? I am blessed. So, Miss Monty, if you're listening, thank you very, very much from the bottom of my heart. My mother saw it because she was like thirsty as fuck. Crazy lady. I never saw it. So I'm gonna check it out right now. And I want you guys to tap in if you like what you see. And actually, you know, when things get to rolling, make a purchase or so, you know. My mother say there was two things in here. So she only saw one, which was what was for her. But it's a blessing. Oh, what we got here? We got something going on right here. Did I just drop something? Oh, there's a car. Oh, shit. Hold on, y'all. I'm so sorry. This is new for me. I'm all over the place. I'm going to actually stand up for this little part right here. There's a card. It says, I don't know if y'all can see it. Maybe it's a little blurry. I'm going to get it all up in there. Did it? Can you see it? No. Fuck this camera. No, I love Sony, though. Y'all fuck with Sony. It says Mama Wiley. And I'm going to read it. Hold on now. It says, thank you, with an elephant on it. It says, hey, Mama Wiley, I hope you enjoy your bag. Amila Ray is a company I started for my future daughter. This is the first bag we ever released, and you are one of the first to receive it. Loved your vibe on the podcast and knew I needed to send you one. Excuse my handwriting. Imani. Oh, my God. You know, my mama told me it was nice. But I had to steal it from her in order to reveal it to you guys on this podcast. So look at this packaging, though. Look, man. Mila Ray, professional. I tell you that. Look at this, man. Look at this, man. This is crazy. First, man. Wow. Look at that right there. Y'all see that right there? That is nice. That is really fucking nice. Thank you for deeming my mother worthy of this. You know, I'm going to tell her this is a Christmas gift, so I ain't got to get her nothing, right? You feel me? But no, that is beautiful. I don't know too much about purses, but wouldn't this be like a tote or something like that? I bought a purse before, you know. I'm a romantic man. I know a little bit about some, but this is absolutely incredible. Thank you again. My mother cried. She's a softie. But I don't think y'all understand how fucking massive this box is. There's something else here. Oh, shit. In the Christmas wrap. You understand what I'm saying? Hold on. Let me get that up off you. It say, Dimitri, read this first. Okay, we're going to read this first. This says, it's another elephant. Matter of fact, shout out to the elephants. Because elephants, you know, that y'all, if y'all don't know what elephants symbolize, y'all need to look that up. Really, really heavy on the elephant vibes. Oh, there's a McDonald's card. Shout out to the, thank you. For the arch. Hey, Dimitri, I just want to thank you for being so selfless. I just had a conversation about being in a season where I need my friends to actually be friends because it always seems to be one-sided. I say that you getting this P.O. box for me, even though the gift was not for you, shows me your true character. I joked about you being my future husband, but honestly, I know we will be the best of friends in real life. So, hey, future bestie, tell baby boy I didn't want any smoke. I'll be his bestie, too. I even sent him some McDonald's money. That explains the car. That boy about to get a Happy Meal. You feel what I'm saying? Happy Meals is shit, by the way. So thank you for that. The inclusion of my kid. You must know how much I love my son. I truly, truly appreciate that. Your small gesture meant the most to me, so I decided to make this package a little more special for you since we are manifesting. I want to manifest with you You'll get it when you unwrap it. I pray that you get more recognition for your talent. I pray that your talent retires your parents. I pray that even on your darkest days, you remain a light. I also pray that you get the love you desire and need. EXO, you're a future bestie, Imani. Now, listen. If you're trying to pull on my heartstrings, you can just say that for real, because I told myself this wasn't even that type of gift. I ain't even expect nothing, but thank you. From the bottom of my heart, that means the world to me. I'm not sure what this is, but let's check it out. Let's just go and check it out. That boy got some McDonald's money. I'm finna log, you want McDonald's? I'll be picking up from school. I be picking him up from school, and I like already have a Happy Meal for him, because that my boy. He be hungry after school. I got a big 4-year-old, y'all. This is something right here. I don't know. It's very well wrapped. Like, and I know you paid some shipping for this. How large this box is. So when I got to the post office, the lady was like, same lady who made me the P.O. box. She was so sweet. I was trying to hook up with my granddaddy, but she was crazy. No, she wasn't crazy. She was sweet. She's probably married. Women like that should be married. She's so sweet. No, she living in her soft girl. A soft woman. Oh, my goodness. Hold on now. No, you didn't. Hold on, y'all. Stop it. Oh, that's crazy right there. I don't think y'all understand what that is. That's my project right there. One for Less, Volume 2. Streaming everywhere. That's my project right there. That's me down there. Right there. I'm right there. It says best song on the project to My Best Friend by Dimitri. That girl, I'm putting this on the wall. I am putting this on my wall. And thank you from the bottom of my heart. I don't even know. Wow. Imani girl, if you're listening, I am blessed to have support like this. I am blessed to say, you know, there's people like you in this world who truly care enough to go out of their way. This is custom, baby. This is one of one. Ain't nobody got this on the planet. My grandma might call me and tell me she want this, but she ain't getting it. Granny, if you're still here, you ain't getting it. You get the next one. No. But thank you from the bottom of my heart, man. I'm just being myself. And the fact that people can see that, recognize that, hear it in my music, see it in a post I put up, I am honored. I am blessed. And I'm going to keep doing it. And we're going to keep rocking out. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. Y'all make sure y'all, you know, check out her work. If you like what you see, follow the page. I'm going to spell it out for you. AMILAH, period, RAE. And I'm going to put it like somewhere on one of them sides. But just know from the bottom of my heart, I am grateful. And my mama going to put up a picture, and hey, she going to take a picture with it, and we get it uploaded to say thank you, because I am truly grateful from the bottom of my heart. First ever thing I've received in a P.O. box is incredible. Thank you to anyone who's ever sent me anything. I am grateful for you all. I love you. Like, I don't know if I tell y'all enough, but I love you. I love the love y'all give. I love who you beautiful people are. The comments I read in the sections, the likes, the subscriptions, the memberships. People buying memberships. I was actually shocked that no one would buy memberships. But memberships is going to get something special. Memberships are getting vlogs. And the first vlog I'm going to do is on Christmas. It's a Christmas vlog. I'm giving y'all a little insight to who I am personally. And they're going to be real cinematic, because, you know, I don't play no game like that. But my sons will be in these vlogs, my family. If you just wanted that deeper dive into who I am, there'll be polls that we're putting up to see if we're doing, like, these events and when these events should be. But all of that's in the memberships tab. If y'all purchase the membership, y'all know. I'm thankful. Y'all'll be part of that. I'm still lost for words for what's happening right here with this, but I'm honored. I'm blessed. I'm thankful for each and every one of y'all. I pray to God that if you didn't find it today, if you didn't find it this weekend, if you ain't been walking it in 2 months, 2 years, 10 years, I pray your soft girl energy right on over you, baby. It's time. And if you didn't know, now you know. And what can I tell you? What else? What's that shit I be saying? Peace out.